Okay, well, just a point of clarification is that there were never any negotiations between the Mohawks and the Army, at least not formal negotiations. What it was a series of proposals and counter-proposals and letters that were going back and forth between the Mohawks and the armed forces since September 9th. The reason the Mohawks decided to break off talks or decided that they had nothing left to say to the Army anymore was because the Army yesterday gave them a letter saying that the only thing that they are willing to negotiate is disarmament or surrender, and that no talks about the land issue would begin until the warriors have put down their arms and until they've gone into military custody. So the Mohawks feel that the Army is not addressing their long-term concerns, such as the land, and whether, you know, the Army or the government would be willing to negotiate the land a minute after, a week after, or a month after the warriors do lay down their arms. If they do, it's unclear. They've gotten no guarantees. The Army's mandate right now is to get the warriors to lay down their weapons and to take people here into military custody, and they've been given that mandate by the Quebec government. Robert Bourassa was in charge of the Army, and he was directing the operations, and he's in Florida, and the Army is in charge here. It's not the politicians.